local people have said to us, oh, you've got some land down there, why don't you put in an application for some houses? I'd love to live here. So that's put the thought into our head. Also, our own family, we've five children that can't find any houses locally. They've been brought up in the countryside, they don't want to move into the towns, and it's difficult to find houses nearby.
David Lovett, and I'm a local resident, and I'm on the Mayor and Aston Parish Council. The houses that are planned, and there are eight properties, are going to be outside the envelope of the Baldwin's Gate plan. And we have a wonderful area, not just what the view we can see from here, but running all the way through the valley from Chorlton right the way through to Blackbrook and beyond, where the hills climb over to Mare in this case, and to plonk houses right in the view there. Okay, it's obviously going to affect my view, but it's going to affect the views of so many other people.
We've spent a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of hard work over the past few years trying to sustain this business, trying to keep it going through the recession. We've had to diversify more into the wedding area because other pubs have opened nearby that, you know, a competition to us, which we've never opposed because it's nice for people to go to. So it's been hard going, and as a result of that we've had to take on a lot of extra finance, and we've got a lot of debts with the bank, so this will help with that.
Status wants the money. I'm sure there are, as a businessman myself, there are other ways and better ways of making money than upsetting local people by putting properties on it. Yes, he is short of money, and this would be an easy option. But you've got to bear in mind that, yes, the government want to see more houses built, but he's not interested in seeing more houses built and supporting the government. He's there, he wants to put properties up for his own financial benefit.
We employ 50 people, over 50 people in Slaters. We've got another 13 businesses in the shopping village. There's probably about 30 jobs there. You know, it's all going to help.
I'm Richard Oppenheimer. I live in Hill Chorlton, and I'm a local resident who's concerned about development in the area. I think if you look down the valley here, it involves the three parishes of Chorlton and Mare and Aston and Whitmore. It's one of the jewels of the borough, I think. It's a very beautiful landscape. It's been protected for generations. Historically, the planning authority have done a very good job of making sure that any developments in the area are done sensitively. We're just now in this ridiculous position that the new planning laws have put us in, where predatory developers can just come and plonk houses wherever they want.
It would be absolute sacrilege, absolute tragedy for not just our generation but future generations to suffer the imposition, for want of a better word, the properties that are planned there.
I think local planning councils will make sure that, you know, it doesn't go too far and that there's not anything not nice built. People say that it sets a precedent, but actually not all precedents are bad. You know, it can be a good precedent. Eight nice houses there is going to look nice, sits against the backdrop of the hills, and people have got to live somewhere. Why shouldn't people be able to live in nice areas? These people that are opposing it, where do they want their children and their grandchildren to live? If they are used to living in this sort of area or in the countryside, don't they want their families living here as well?